Good morning, Judge Ramarosan. My name is Donald Horowitz. I am a judge from the state of Washington in the United States, and I'm here to interview you for the ICTR Information Heritage Project. And I understand you're willing to do that voluntarily. Is that correct?
En effet, oui, merci.
Yes, indeed, that's correct.
Okay. And can you please state your full name and your current position and the country you come from?
Alors, mon nom est Ramarosan Arlette. Je suis juge dans la chambre 2 et je viens de Madagascar.
My name is Arlette Ramarosan. I'm from Madagascar.
Yeah. You know what's wonderful? I understood she speaks so clearly. I have some French, so, I mean, just, all right. And you have been a judge in Madagascar before you came to ICTR, is that correct?
En effet, j'ai été juge depuis 1975, jusqu'à présent.
Okay.
That's right. I have been a judge since 1975. Ah.
And have you sat in both civil and criminal cases? Have you sat in cases criminal and not criminal?
Oui, j'ai fait un peu de tout, mais beaucoup de droit criminel.
Yes, I've done a bit of everything, but with more focus on criminal law.
Okay.
J'ai été un juge civil aussi, juge des enfants, juge d'instruction. J'ai été un juge en appel et aussi un conseiller à la Cour suprême.
So you have a great deal of experience as a judge, and I know in other areas, and that is what makes it even more important to interview you today. Tell me how and when you decided to get involved with ICTR.
Eh bien, en 1998, oui, j'ai été affectée au ministère de la Justice en tant que directeur des relations internationales. Et j'ai pris goût au droit international puisque j'étais en relation avec tout ce qui est international à l'extérieur. Et j'ai beaucoup pris goût au droit international, que j'aimais d'ailleurs bien auparavant, mais là, je l'exerçais vraiment.
1998, I was posted to the Ministry of Justice. I was appointed Director of International Relations, and that really increased my love, I should say, my likeness for international law. Hitherto, I was quite interested in international law, but my position as Director of International Relations really increased my interest.
What did you do from that, your interest in international law, what made you choose to go with the ICTR, and how did that happen?
I was directly interested with all the correspondences with the international, with abroad, and after there was a proposal about election of international judges. And that I was a candidate for that.
Were you proposed by your country, Madagascar?
Yes, I was proposed by my country.
And you were elected by the Security Council?
Yes, I was elected.
You are a permanent judge, not an ad litem.
I am a permanent judge since 2001.
Okay. And did you have a special interest in the Rwanda situation before you decided to come to ICTR?
Bien sûr, d'après les nouvelles, j'entendais beaucoup de nouvelles sur le Rwanda et cela m'a beaucoup touchée parce que c'était quelque chose qui se passait sur le plan international. Je pense que tous les regards étaient braqués sur le Rwanda à cette époque.
Absolutely. There was a lot of news about Rwanda, the events unfolding in Rwanda at the time, and it affected the Egyptians because the entire world was sort of focused on Rwanda and the happenings there.
Et comme j'étais, membre de, enfin, je dirigeais un groupe de femmes chrétiennes, nous nous étions beaucoup intéressés sur le sort des femmes au Rwanda.
And I being the leader of a Christian women's group, we were very interested to know what exactly was the fate of Rwandan women.
I'm going to follow up on that in a little bit. When you came to the court, you had been a judge for some years, and now there was a court that had both common law and civil law, hybrid, combined. Was that difficult for you, or did you need to learn more in terms of the transition?
Non, ce n'a pas été difficile, mais je me suis habituée. Et cela m'a fait, ça a été une très grande ouverture pour moi, parce que vous savez, le droit civil, quand on est dans le droit civil ou quand on est dans le common law, on a une vue que je pourrais qualifier d'étroite. Chacun veut conserver, veut dire que c'est le droit civil qui est meilleur que le common law. Le common law dira que le common law est meilleur que le droit civil. Mais cela m'a permis une grande ouverture et une autre façon de penser du droit international.
It was not actually difficult for me. I got used to it over time. And I am quite happy because it enabled me to broaden my horizon with regard to international law and international legal system. Because generally, when you are from the common law background or you are from the droit civil or civil law background, you sort of have a narrow view of things. But with the hybrid system here, the horizons have been broadened.